Hey, it's another Marlins Rewind. Thanks for listening. We've played three already in Cincinnati, so what's one more tonight? But once the Marlins are done with the Reds, they'll head up the Ohio River, meet up with the Allegheny and the Monongahela and the Pittsburgh Pirates. So our fish family code today is upstream, where the Marlins go after the ball game to PNC Park. First things first, got to finish off the Reds tonight with game 3 of 4 last evening. Here's Geoff.
Well, tonight Cincinnati came down to a battle of the bullpens, and the Marlins' bullpen blinked. The Reds' bullpen didn't. Reds win this game 3-2, and they have won 2 out of 3 now to start this 4-game series. Homer Bailey making his 4th start since Tommy John surgery on the mound for the Reds tonight. Andrew Cashner making start number 4. Remember, the Marlins looking for win number 1, and the Marlins got Andrew Cashner out to an early lead in the 4th inning. Leading things off against Bailey, Marcell Ozuna. Another payoff pitch, and Ozuna drives one in the air, deep left center field. Back goes Schebler. He's at the wall, leaping. Goodbye, Marcell Ozuna with his 21st of the season, his 2nd in the series. And the Marlins are on the scoreboard first. They take a 1-0 lead in the 4th. But the Reds came right back against Cashner in their half of the 4th inning. First a double by Brandon Phillips leading things off. He's at second base for Eugenio Suarez. 3-2 pitch is lined to left. Yelich races over, won't get it. Bounces on the grass, rolls to the wall. Phillips will come in to score. Back-to-back doubles. First Phillips, now Suarez, and we're all even at 1 here in the 4th. In the top of the 5th, with 2 outs and nobody on, Christian Yelich singled. Then he stole 2nd base for Yelich, his 6th steal of the season. So the Marlins had a man in scoring position for Ozuna.
Players came from clubhouses. Here's a ground ball off the glove of the third baseman Suarez down the left field line. Home to score is Yelich, and the Marlins take a 2-1 lead. That's going to be E5 on Suarez.
There, the Marlins were in front again. Homer Bailey done after 5 innings. 6 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned. Walked 1, struck out 6. Allowed the Ozuna home run for Bailey tonight. 96 pitches, 63 strikes. Cashner was out there to start the 6th inning. He allowed a leadoff double to Eugenio Suarez in a 2-1 game. The Reds had the tying man in scoring position, but Mike Dunn came out of the bullpen. He got Scott Schebler on a fly ball to short right. He got Tucker Barnhart to bounce to first. And then with Suarez having advanced to 3rd base, Tyler Holt hit a soft line drive to the 1st baseman Dietrich. Dunn was out of the inning. Marlins bullpen did a nice job at that point, keeping it a 2-1 game. Cashner, 5 innings plus, 5 hits and a run. He walked 4-1 intentionally, struck out 1. He threw 93 pitches, 55 strikes. Josh Smith with 2 scoreless innings in relief of Homer Bailey. And after Dunn left the ballgame, Nick Whitgren came on. Whitgren got the 7th, looking to protect the 1-run lead. He allowed an infield hit to the leadoff man, pinch hitter Billy Hamilton. A ball hit off to the 3rd base side of the mound that Whitgren tried to barehand. It squirted out of his hand up into the air. By the time he corralled it, he threw late to 1st base. Hamilton, the tying man, was on with nobody out. Tony Renda then dropped down a sacrifice bunt, putting the tying man at 2nd base. After Zach Cozart popped to the shortstop for the 2nd out, Marlins decided to play the percentages. Instead of Whitgren, the right-hander, facing the red-hot lefty hitting Joey Votto, they walked Votto, and they would take their chances instead with the right-handed hitter Brandon Phillips, hoping the righty-righty matchup would pay off. Although, in walking Votto, they took this risk. They put the go-ahead man on base as Phillips stepped to the plate. Good hitters count, the 3-1, and Phillips drives one toward the gap, right center field. Ichiro over, can't get it. Going to roll to the wall. Hamilton is in to tie it. Votto waved around 3rd. He's coming to the plate, and the Reds take a 3-2 lead in the 7th. The big hit from Brandon Phillips, our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. And then the Reds bullpen was perfect from that point on. Blake Wood got the 8th inning. He was able to set the Marlins down 1-2-3. Dietrich, Ichiro, and Real Muto. And then in the 9th, Tony Cingrani, a perfect inning. Danny Echevarria on a comebacker for out number 1. Chris Johnson struck out for the 2nd out, and D. Gordon bounced to 1st on a 3-2 pitch to end the game. Reds hang on and win it by the final of 3-2. For Cincinnati, 3 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, 9 men left. For the Marlins, 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. They strand 8. Josh Smith, the winner out of the bullpen, 2-1. Nick Whitgren, the loser for the Marlins. He's 3-2. Tony Cingrani with save number 15. Time of the game was 3 hours, 7 minutes, and a crowd of 13,973 goes home happy. Reds are 50-69 with the victory, now 28-30 here at home. They improved their record to 18-12 since the All-Star break. As for the Marlins, they're 62-58 with this loss. They've dropped 15 of their last 25. Miami now 31-30 on the road.
So that final game in Cincinnati tonight, we'll do it again at 7:10. Kyle Seeloff at 6:40 for Marlins on Deck. Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner with the play-by-play at 7:10. Listen at MLB.com. Use the MLB at Bat app. Go to 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network.